This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology urges to brace for more precipitation and higher temperatures this monsoon. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka dismisses load shedding rumour as a baseless spread on social media. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak directs Armed Police Force Nepal to remain prepared for monsoon-induced disaster response. And WHO warns Gaza health system stressed beyond breaking point by Israeli offensive and evacuations. Now, the news in detail. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has forecast that both rainfall and temperature will be above average during this year's monsoon season. Releasing its seasonal monsoon outlook on Wednesday, the department said both temperature and rainfall are expected to exceed the average this monsoon, which could lead to increased impacts on natural disasters and human health. Presenting the seasonal monsoon outlook for 2025, Bibhuti Pokharel, chief of the climate section under the department, said there is a likelihood of above-average rainfall in most parts of the country during the four-month monsoon season from June 1st to September 30th. At the same time, the maximum and minimum temperatures across the country are also likely to be above average. Responding to the monsoon outlook, Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka stressed that early warnings should be issued in a timely manner and communicated effectively to the local levels. Experts say extreme weather events have been increasing in the country, and this year's forecast above normal precipitation suggest that early preparedness should begin as soon as possible. 32 flood-affected victims of glacial lake outburst in Tilgaon of Namkha Rural Municipality 6 in Humla District have been relocated to safer places and provided with relief supplies. Chief District Officer of Humla, Narayan Pandey, said the victims have been shifted to schools and tents and provided with pipes required for drinking water. Also, the relief materials, including food grains, clothes and the health supplies, have been provided. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has directed the Armed Police Force Nepal to remain prepared for the response to monsoon-induced disasters. Concluding the diving training organized by EPF Nepal Disaster Management Training School, Kurintar, yesterday, Home Minister Lekhak asked the trainees to be involved in the service of the people who are in difficulties, wholeheartedly utilizing skills gained in the course of training. Pointing out the need to make the local and provincial governments competent enough to mitigate the risk, he mentioned that all security bodies and the local levels should join hands in protecting the lives of the citizens at risk and in relief and reconstruction. A total of 20 APF personnel had participated in the six-week training. Newly appointed Governor of Nepal Rashtra Bank, NRB, Dr. Biswanath Paurel, took up office yesterday. Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Raut administered the oath of office and secrecy to the new governor. Assuming his office at the NRB Central Office at Balwatar yesterday, Governor Dr. Paurel reaffirmed his commitment to prioritize supervision of the banks and financial sector. He also called on Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Finance, Bishnu Prasad Paurel, at the Finance Ministry yesterday. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka has dismissed recent rumours of load shedding as baseless and misleading claims circulated on social media. Addressing a meeting of the Infrastructure Development Committee of the House of Representatives yesterday, he said Nepal's electricity production has increased and domestic demand is being met, with surplus power already being exported to India. The Nepal Electricity Authority confirmed that 731 megawatts of electricity have been exported to India since midnight on Tuesday. Minister Khadka strongly criticized the spread of such rumors, calling it a deliberate attempt to create public confusion. The report of the Legislation Management Committee on the Ship Operation and Management Bill 2081 Vikram Samvat has been submitted to the National Assembly. Chairperson of the committee, Tulasa Kumari Dahal, presented the report in the meeting of the Upper House of the Federal Parliament yesterday. Similarly, the meeting unanimously approved the proposal to consider the Tourism Bill 2081 Bikram Sambat. The bill presented by Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey in the meeting was unanimously approved by the Assembly after a principled discussion. Responding to the issues raised in the discussion on the bill, Minister Pandey said he would support the bill by having a lively discussion in the Legislative Management Committee of the National Assembly to enrich it. The Public Accounts Committee of the House of Representatives has decided to instruct the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, to probe alleged corruption in the construction of Pokhara International Airport. During a meeting held yesterday, Committee Chair Rishikesh Pokharel stated that the report prepared by a subcommittee led by member Rajendra Lingden would be forwarded to the CIAA for further investigation. The subcommittee's report concluded that over 10 billion rupees had been misused during the airport's construction. The National Association of Conflict-Related Women, Sexual Violence Survivors has protested against the notice published by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, TRC. In a press statement issued yesterday, Association Coordinator Devi Khadka said the notice seeking complaints from survivors was made public without consulting with the conflict survivors, with no provision for the right to confidentiality. The statement said the notice by the TRC overlooks the contributions made by the association over the past 7 years. As it has worked to unite thousands and worked with state representatives focused on constructive participation in lawmaking, discussions with stakeholders on draft of procedures from amendments to laws, ensuring confidentiality and security in the process of collecting applications, obtaining consents from survivors and sensitivity towards their mental health. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudil has called for stronger global cooperation to ensure equitable access to healthcare. Speaking at the 78th World Health Assembly in Geneva, Minister Paudil emphasized the need to align global resources and priorities to address current and emerging health challenges. Minister Paudil also highlighted Nepal's progress in reducing maternal and child mortality, eradicating polio, expanding vaccination and strengthening basic health services. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The head of the World Health Organization, WHO, Dr. Tedros A. Ghebreyesus, has raised concerns that intensified Israeli ground operations and new evacuation orders are pushing Gaza's health system to the brink of collapse. He stated that the Indonesian Kamal Adwan and Al Adwa hospitals located in the northern areas of Beit Lahia and Jabalia now fall within a evacuation zone declared by Israel on Tuesday. Médecins Sans Frontières reported that at least 20 medical facilities across Gaza have been damaged or forced to shut down partially or entirely in the past week due to Israeli military actions, airstrikes and evacuation orders. Israel reimposed a full blockade on Gaza on March 2nd and resumed military operations against Hamas 2 weeks later, ending a two-month ceasefire. The Israeli government said the offensive aims to pressure Hamas into releasing the remaining 58 hostages, with up to 23 believed to be still alive. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced that Israel would allow limited food aid into Gaza to prevent famine. However, the UN has so far been unable to distribute the dozens of aid trucks that have been permitted since Monday. Now, the weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has stated that due to the influence of westerly and local winds, along with the partial influence of some moisture-laden winds coming from Bay of Bengal and the Arabian Sea, the weather today is likely to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim province and hilly regions of the country and at one or two places of the rest of the country today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 17 to 19 degrees Celsius, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 28 to 30 degrees Celsius today. That brings us close to the end of this news bulletin. But before we conclude, let's have a quick reminder of the headlines again. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology urges to brace for more precipitation and higher temperatures this monsoon. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka dismisses load-shedding rumour as baseless spread on social media. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak directs Armed Police Force Nepal to remain prepared for monsoon-induced disaster response. And WHO warns Gaza health system stressed beyond breaking point by Israeli offensive and evacuations. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.